This is an interview for the Archives of American Art with Joseph Pulitzer III in his country home near St. Louis, Missouri. The date is July 9th, 1985. The interviewer is Sue Ann Kendall.
Too much detail or no?
Mr. Pulitzer, in your last interview with the Archives, you spoke of the discipline and the connoisseurship of your training at Harvard. You said that led you to wait until pieces were, I think you used the word, settled in and accepted before you purchased them. In your more recent collecting, though, you have bought and commissioned works by relatively young artists. What brought about the change in your collecting?
Well, when I was developing this acreage in St. Louis County and had built a house designed by William Adair Bernoulli and a garden which he also designed, it was quite clear to me that this would be an ideal setting for outdoor sculpture. And so I had met and liked and admired Andrea Cascella, the Italian sculptor who lives in Milan, and I arranged through another friend, Beatrice Monti, who was the director of the Galleria del Rieti in Milan, to have him do a fairly large scale stone piece for the property. And that worked out very nicely. It was a commission, and one that I have enjoyed greatly. And it was the beginning then of a trend toward perhaps more contemporary artists that came along in due course. But I should remind you that the other artists of the more established and historic position, such as Mayol, Rodin, and Matisse, and Lipschitz, were already coming into the collection and had already been installed in the country garden. And so that it was really an extension of that process that led into the more contemporary. My wife, Emily, who had been the curator, very funny, of the St. Louis Art Museum, which now has, I think, five or six curators, but that was a number of years ago, was very interested in the more contemporary things. And through her, I met Dan Flavin, Don Judd, Richard Serra, and Mark DeSouvreau, either directly or indirectly through my wife. And that led to the moving of the collection as a whole into a more contemporary mode. Now, when I say settled, I'm not sure I ever used the word settled. But what I think I meant, and what I certainly do think today, is that I like art that has stood the test of time and been around a while. Mm-hmm. And I liked the feeling that it can get into the mainstream of art and be comfortable as an expression that is not so unconventional or so totally at odds with the art that one has become accustomed to, that one can't relate it to the art of the past. I think that all of these things that have emerged into our property have and can easily be related, formal through